Back to Vinici. Your home for the Beaver Radio Network. The Sports Fox. You're listening to AM 1300, The Sports Fox.
1300, The Sports Fox and the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz at the Sanford Center today. Bemidji State University announcing late last month new head volleyball coach for Bemidji State is Kevin Ulmer. He comes to Bemidji State after a head coaching stint at Bethel College in Indiana. He's been there since 2012. To Bemidji State Athletic Media Relations Director, Brad Folkstead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is obviously a very exciting day for Bemidji State University and specifically our volleyball program. Just a little bit about today's press conference. We'll have Athletic Director Tracy Dill start us off and introduce our new head volleyball coach. We'll hear from our coach, and then we'll open the floor for some questions. After the press conference, we'll have some opportunities for one-on-one interviews with Mr. Dill, Mr. Ulmer, and maybe even some student athletes. So without further ado, Bemidji State University Athletic Director, Tracy Dill.
Thanks, Brad. Big welcome, and I'll do a brief introduction here a little bit, and then we'll turn it over to Kevin, which is his day. I certainly want to start by thanking the search committee. There's a lot of work that goes into being a part of a search process. And not only that, the state requirements that we follow take a lot of time. And I want to thank them for their excellent work. Also, I want to thank Dr. Richard Hansen, our president here at BSU, for his support and what he provides to the athletic department. Also, a big thank you, and many of them are here as members of the volleyball team, for taking the time to be involved in the interview process and providing input to that as well. Much appreciated. Thank you. Also like to thank the Human Resource Office. A lot of work behind the scenes with that office, and I want to thank many others from our department that were involved in the search as well. The pool of candidates for this position was very good. I believe a college head coach requires many talents, but I believe the one that is paramount is ability to lead and inspire. Kevin has this strength and has an unbelievable passion for coaching, which I think is the most important part. Along with being an outstanding recruiter, Kevin will provide a listening ear, which is important, and a vision to move the program forward. At this time, please welcome Kevin Ulmer, the new head volleyball coach here at BSU. Let's turn it over to Kevin here.
Well, thanks for everybody who came out. And, you know, the first thing I need to do is to thank my family. My wife has been so supportive throughout this process, and just the time that it takes to support a family with a head coach, and the time that she's put into our family, and just understanding what it's like to have to run a volleyball program in the late nights and all of that. She's just been so understanding and helpful through that, not to mention being on our staff. So thanks, Kate. Also want to thank the committee, Tracy Dill and Sarah Levike, Shannon Norman, Gary, and Andy for their support as well throughout the process. You know, it's great to come here and to have the support of athletic staff and just the friends that I was able to meet in a brief time that I have been here. HR, obviously quite a bit of work that they had to go through as well. The team for the time that I've had to meet you guys as well. And again, the staff that's here, you know, it's really exciting to be a part of this program and to be able to kind of usher in a new era, and we'll see what happens with the upcoming years. I also want to thank a couple of coaches that have that have directed me and helped me throughout the process as well. Denise Vandewalle, Leanne McMillan, Jody Martinez, Kevin Hudson, Leo Sales, just huge people in my life that have really impacted me in the coaching style that I think will bring to the table. So again, really excited to be a part of the next generation. And, you know, I think there's a lot to look forward to, a lot of unique talents and abilities. Really tough conference that we're going to have to compete really hard to make an impact and to do that in a quick time period. So I'm looking forward to the challenge and excited for the future.
This time we'll open up to any questions from those of you in the audience.
Kevin, you mentioned the very difficult conference that that you play in. From a recruiting standpoint, how do you approach going out and getting players that, A, fit your style, and B, that you can get that maybe the other teams in the conference aren't looking at?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. You know, I think that's going to be a big stepping stone moving forward to try and to compete with the top teams in the conference. It's going to be huge for us to be able to get out on the road early and get after kids early on in the school year, their junior season. I mean, we've got to get out and do all of the hard work, hit the pavement and go after that. But the other thing that I think needs to happen immediately is just really investing in the team that's here, investing in the group that we have, and making sure that everything is taken care of in-house, and that we're able to move forward with a group that's really committed to the unity that we need to move the program forward, and then start moving in pieces over the years to try and make that continue. Sure. I mean, I think that overall serve and pass is going to be huge. It always is with volleyball. But, you know, fast middle attacks out of transition, you know, big swings on the outsides as everyone needs. But making sure that we have a balanced offense across the net is going to be really important for us. You can't just always rely on a couple of players all the time. You've got to make sure that there's balance, and that when somebody doesn't have a great night, you can still, you know, manage through some of those games, and you have production from every spot across the net. I've been thinking about that a little bit. I think obviously there's going to be a difference in the level of play, absolutely, especially going from the NAI and then into one of the arguably the toughest conference in the country for women's volleyball in Division II. That's definitely going to take some time to adjust to. But in terms of what needs to be done, I'm very confident in our ability as a coaching staff once that is all finalized. In making the steps and taking the steps that we need to make progress. So, excited.
You've had experience turning around a sub-500 team before. How does that help you coming into this role now?
Well, I think it does help for sure. I think it's going to be important for us to really establish what's necessary immediately. And with the core group that we already have here, and making sure that everything is in line and in order with the group, and then taking a step at a time and really making sure that we're building things from the bottom up instead of trying to go after something totally different right away. It was really important for us at Bethel to make sure that we had established what was the right offensive, defensive system, out of system for that team right away, instead of trying to implement something that maybe is not ready for the team that that's currently here. So. That's going to be, I think, the biggest step to building is finding out what our current strengths are, how we can work with that, and then moving forward.
How important is the timing for you that you have the entire off season to get your plan into place so that the players know what you expect out of them come the fall?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some obstacles there for sure, but you know, making sure that we have a good off season, making sure that we're getting stronger, healthy. Has been a big concern in the past, and so making sure that we're getting healthy and strong throughout the off season, and that we're ready to just step right into volleyball when that day comes. But it's going to be either way. It's going to be a team that decides to compete together, be unified, and making sure that we're all on the same page moving forward.
Anything else? Okay, on behalf of Bemidji State University, again, I'd like to thank you for attending today. And if you want a one-on-one interview, contact myself or one of my staff. Again, thanks.
Again, Bemidji State University naming Kevin Ulmer as their new head volleyball coach. Kevin, again, comes from Bethel College in Indiana, led the Pilots there to an overall record of 88-65 in his three-plus seasons there. Ulmer will officially start at Bemidji State University on June 1st. He and his wife, Kate, are expecting in mid-May. So the timing is going to be crucial to them. Again, Bemidji State will open up the season this coming August. More info online at bsubeavers.com or beaverradionetwork.com. Again, Bemidji State's new head volleyball coach, Kevin Ulmer. For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz.